We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis Amad Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amad Beis, four lines from the bottom. We had that we needed a makar for Shlichas, we had by Truma, we had by Gerishin, and we also had by Kachim. The makar by Kachim, Rashi Makar learned that in the Pasuk, V'shochtu oisoi kol kahal adas yishol ben abayim. It's not possible for a whole kahal yishol to shecht it, so it must be one is a shlich for everyone else. So you see from there, Shlucha yishol Adam kamaisai. That's what you see, it's Shlucha Shalom Kamaisa. So that was Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's drasha. So Rabbi says, Hachin Anicha, do we have Makar for Kachim, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha? El Rabbi Yenisa on the Mapik, Lil Haikla, Drasha Achina, Rabbi Yenisa uses the same pasuk for a different drasha. Manolan, what's the Makar that the Shlicha by Kachim, it's Hamilton of Bryce? Rabbi Yenisa, I'm not sure you saw Kum Yetzah Pesach Echad. How do you know that all Klai's are Kum Yetzah with one Pesach, which is a big chiddush, because usually you learn that Achila's Pesach is Makiv. But this one, the Yama holds, they're eating kazayis of the Pesach, not ma'akim. So therefore, technically speaking, the whole kal das yisrael can be yitzur with one Pesach. But how do you know? He's in this pasuk, v'shachtu oisai kol kal das yisrael ben abayim, v'chi kol ha'kal kulam shechtim, the whole kal shecht on the carbon, v'lein shechtu echad, only one person is shechtu. Elo, mekan, shekhar yisrael yitzur Pesach echad. You learn from this pasuk, v'shachtu oisai, they shecht this one carbon, the whole das yisrael, so it must be one carbon is yitzur for everyone. That's what he says. Let's see the Gemara first. So Rabbi Yehudah says that what? That the whole Klai is Yotze one Pesach, and Achilas Pesach is not Me'akev. Just a Zrika for everyone. You make a Shchita and a Zrika, you have a mind, the whole Klai is all works. That's what he says. We know from this Pesach. That's the Makar. So you see that Klai is Yotze one Pesach. So he's asking a Kasha, so where do you see Shlichas from? Where do you see Shlichas from? Because you're not using the same Drash from Makarcha. So Gemara says back, what do you mean you don't know Shlichas? So let's see inside. Can't you say yes, Pesach Echad? So Shliv Kachim Nala, hey, no Shliv Kachim. Zach Dimar, I mean, nay. Okay, you see Achilles Pesach not Makkah. You also see Shlichus. I mean, you see from here Shlichus. Zach Dimar, Vedilma, Shani. So you see from there Shlichus. You see from here that you could, one person could shecht and for everyone. So that means he's being a Shlich for everyone. So you see also Shlichus. So tomorrow, no. Dilma Shani asked this the Shutvis of Gavayu. Since they all have a Shutvis, so therefore, maybe there you could be a Shliach. Only with a Shutvis. Because when a Shutvis is one of the owners making a Shliach, making the Shchita, so that maybe works. But who said if it's not one of the owners, they could be a Shliach? So Echanam is a Rayach Mir. A Shutvim can make a Shliach, but how do you know that a non Shutvim can make a Shliach? So Ayin asked me in Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's Drasha also. Maybe they also shutvus v'gavayu. Zok taisvus. No, it's pashut. Why not? Because fear of shuman karcha. Since kol yisrael not yotze on Pesach, everyone has to eat a kazayis. And v'shachtu oisai sounded like one person shechs a bunch of psachim. So obviously the guy shechting it is not a shutvus in all the carbon psachim. He's not a shutvus. So to him it's a raya that shluchem kamaisai. But according to this man, the Amar Yenis, there's no makar because this is talking about a shutev. Everyone's a shutev. Everyone's bringing one Pesach together. That's why it works. But who said a non-shutev could be a shliach? Now the truth is, where is there makar for any mishnayis that a non-shutev could attack be a shliach? Because the case that Gemara brought forth of Memalfon Beis was a chaburo she'avad pischa v'amal echad seiv v'keish. V'keish and shechtvas. That was one from the same chaburo. So maybe taka, it doesn't work. So Taisa says, you arrived from a different mishnah in Pesachim. There it says, where his rabbi told him, be shechta, shecht, he didn't know which one, a gedi or a tle. And it says there, I can say gedi shali and tle shala, or tle shala and the gedi shali. So you see, clearly, you could be a shliach, even though it's not yours. The shah was the makar. So fear of makar, the makar is the pasuk. Rabbi Yainasin learns, it's all one big shot of what's the makar. Ella miyacha. You still have a question, what about?
I don't know where in this
passage
you know about the
Chiyah. Shchita. Shchita is part of the Chiyah of Karan Pesach, the Shecht.
I understand, but where is this thing? It's the
Chiyah. Everything. It's just Shecht Oiz. The whole thing is one thing. Shecht Oiz, call guys all. They all do it. It's one carbon. Everyone's doing a whole carbon. The whole Chiyah is doing one carbon. So obviously, after Shchita comes the eating. That's what comes next. Elo mihacha. You can't eat anything without Shchita. The Shchita is the first step. Elo mihacha. The Makar is from this. Ve'yichulam ish selabais avais. Selabais. Pasuk says that an ish is Yikru Selabais of a Selabais, that one person buys the carbon for the whole Mishpacha. So Chayra, it's a mitzvah to buy the carbon Pesach, and one person does it for everyone. So you see the Shlichas. So you see, a makar for shlichas, fear of yainsen. So Gemara, the mahasim nami this leishut zogavaya. They also did a shutvis. So what's the raya that a non shutv can be a shliach? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Im kein trei kroy lovely. Why do you two psukim? Fear of yainsen. You have one pasuk of a shocht why you say kal asirah, and this pasuk also. Why do you two psukim tell you that a shutv can be a shliach? It may in any lehecha shayach shayach. So in lehecha lo shayach. If it's not going to be a riot in a case where and shayach to in lehecha lo shayach. Pray to Gemara. So akapanim, so it's from an ena Indian. V'ichus elash, one of them is the extra one. Two psukim say they could be a shliach. V'ichus elimishel reisavais, and you also have the pasuk of the shachlat Yisrael that teaches us that you have a din of shlichus by kachim. Zok to Gemara, no, but I need a pasuk v'ichus lehem ish selavaisav something else. Pray to Gemara, haim boylek rabitzuch derav Yitzchak ish zayich v'lo katan zayich. Only a ish could be zayich for the whole kabura, but a katan can go do and make a purchase and be zayich for the whole kabura. So, you need me for that? Now, are you going to ask me, why do you need a makar that a cotton can't do the schia for everyone? I ain't yad le cotton. A cotton doesn't have a yad. So, Tyson's answer is, the way Tyson's answer over here is, that you're ever having it, since he's a little bit shy and chilas psachim, maybe he'd be able to be the one to buy if everyone kamashma or not. Tyson's in other places says, as dasa cheres makna, maybe you would think. Someone else would be makna to the cotton, maybe cotton could be koinet and be zeich for everyone. The pasuk says, is zeich le cotton zeich? So the Gemara says, no, we don't need v'ichu ish lehem ish shelves obvious for that. Ahu me ish v'achlo nafka. You're learning out from ish v'achlo that it has to be dafka a ish and not a katan. Pray to Gemara, no, ish v'achlo need something else. Because the Gemara sheikh as a pesach al yochid. You need that pasuk to tell us that it's possible for one person to shech the karm pesach. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk says loy. It says in the pasuk that loy suchal is vayach as a pesach be'echod, and we darshin it means be'yachid that a yachid cannot do it. Loy suchal is vayach as a pesach be'achad sharech, and we darshin is be'echod. It means be'echod that one person can't do it. So we need this pasuk to say that one person could do a shechita. That's in the pasuk of ish v'yachloy. Zok demara no. So the command there ain't shechlem as a pesach al yachid. He holds you can't shech the pesach al yachid. So bottom line is that the drash of fear of Yenison is from the extra v'yichulam ish shalvayah space avos, and the ish v'yachli t'chayisu is mayat katan. And we have two psukim that say a case of a shutif that yashliach, and one of them will be for your case you're not a shutif, and that's how you know shlichus by kachim. So bottom line is, we have a makar by gerushin, that's for shilach, we have a makar by chuma, gamatem, we have a makar by kachim, either v'shach t'wais akal gashal, or the pasuk v'yichulam ish shalvayah space avos. So the Gemara of Elohad, Amar Gidlam Rav, Menayin Shluchem Shemayse. Rav says a member, how do we know a Shluchem Shemayse? Shemayse says a Pasik. V'nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mimata. That a Nasi from each Shevet came and helped make a Zchia for the Nachla and Eretz Yisrael for every single person. So he says, that's the Makar, Shluchem Shemayse, because a Nasi is a Shliach for the rest of, for the Gans Klai Yisrael, that's the Nachla. So the Gemara's Kash is, typically, Shlichus Malacha, why didn't you learn out Shlichus from here, from Gerushin and Truma and Kachim? Why do you have to have a new Makar for Shlichus? We know a Makar for Shlichus already. Why do you need a Makar for Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad? That's Gemara's Kasha. Rav says, from here we see Shlichus and Gemara. What do you need it for? We have a Makar for Shlichus and Gemara. So Gemara says, Tizbara, you thought that was Shlichus? You think that the case of Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mata was a Shlichus? Tizbara, that's Shlichus. But Ktanim, Lavnei Shlichus, Inu. Ktanim can't make Shlichus, and that Zechia was, by Nachli Arts, Rashi says, by Nachli Arts, lehem shluchim bo, but shluchim a katan. They were talking about the some katanim was zeicha in the nachla in the Eretz Yisrael. They weren't gadol and they couldn't make a shliach. And how do you know ish can't make a shliach? Because the Rashi says the pasuk says yikachish isha, and you learn from there any katan is a shliach because that's the parish of shlichus v'shilcha. And there it says ish dafke ish can make a shliach and not a katan. So like upon him, it was saying obviously it's not shlichus over there because the katan's not playing shlichus anymore. What?
In the other three cases,
yeah. Right. Okay. It could be there's a non-sadi that you want to mana. Or the Torah is a mana as shlichas. Okay. I hear. So you have different kasha. The Gemara slugs up anyway. I was like, Tanim. Elo, the Gemara, ki hod the Rav Barav Huna. The Omer Rav Barav Huna, Omer Rav, Gidl, Omer Rav, Menayin she zochel lo adam shloi b'fonav. How you know you can make a schia for someone shloi b'fonav? Now the raya zochel lo adam shloi b'fonav is to a katan. He's like shloi b'fonav because he doesn't know what's going on. So how do you know zochel lo adam shloi b'fonav? Shnam v'nasi echad, nasi echad, and that's the makar for schia. I can ask me, don't we know schia mitam shlichus? So chayra, he'll be a raya. Schia is not like tam shlichus. Because we're answering now, nasi echad, not working with the shlichus because katan work. It's working with the schia. But Rice does in here is Chil Lav Madam Shnichas. Lav Rosh Hashanah right here is Chil Lav Madam Shnichas. The Ran has a Mahalach to say this is only half of Minerva Gemara. And Lamaskon is Chiyas Madam Shnichas. But like upon him right now going is Din Shchiyah. That's the Gemara's Teretz. That Manasiach and Asiach is a Chiddush that Zachar Lam Shem Yafana. Break the Gemara with his bros. Chusu Hachayva Nami Yika. This is Hachayva here. The Yika, the Nichle Bahar, the Nichle Bika, the Nichle Bika, the Nichle Bahar. There's some people who rather have a Har. Or rather have a bikkah. They'd rather have a mountain, or rather have a plateau. And Lamaisa, they're getting this chalik, and they don't even want it. I can tell me, Lamaisa stole his chus. Someone gives you a property near the shul. I don't care if it's Jerusalem Estates or in Zichron Moshe. You're getting in a place. Teretz is that Lamaisa stole. It's not a close chus gomer. If there is some problem with him, that he's going to get a chalik anyway, and you give him the wrong chalik, that would be called a chayv. And the Gemara's kash is al zochin. I can't do that for you. If it's epis a chayv in it, then I don't want it. And so how can it be al tzchiyah? That's the Gemara's kash. So what changes? What's the makar for all of us shas that Yisoyimim, they're coming to split the father's estate and they're ketanim. The bezdin is maybe the avatropis, and the avatropis has the koyach lochoy v'lizkos to either do good or not good. Why would you point the avatropis to do bad to them? You can't do that. No, it's like this. Alok Ivan list guys. He's trying to do his chos, even if it comes out of chayiv, it works. What's the makar? The makar that apotropos works and it's binding is for this pasuk. So bottom line is, we started off, the progression was, we started off trying to be a raif mir to shlichas. We said we don't need a makar for shlichas, and even more, l'chare ain't shlichas akata. Teretz is with shchiyah. The Gemara says it can't be shchiyah either, because it's not a shchus gomer here. A lot of times, not exactly what they want. So Gemara comes out that this is makar for the idea called apotropos, that there could be someone appointed who oversees the project, and could oversee the chaluka of the estate of the father. This is the makar for that. Zog the Maravait. Omer Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Yisoyimim shebo lachloik benichse aviyim. Yisoyimim are coming to split their father's estate. Bezdin amidin apotropos. Bezdin appoints apotropos to take care of splitting up the estate. Uberelim chelik yafa. And the apotropos, is mevarer to each one a good chelik. Vemegdilu yichayim limchais. They get older, they give meicha. Rav Nachman didei amam yigdilu eni yichayim limchais. Then came ma koyach bezdin yafa. Why is my koyach bezdin yafa? Why is koyach bezdin? What's the point of a bezdin if that can be binding? So there can't be meicha. Now it was bothering me very stark in this Gemara. What's the tzad that you give meicha? Isn't it exerus a cost of that apotropos does the job? That's what we just learned from pasuk. By matat tikachu, they couldn't be meicha. So what's going on over here? So I think the teretz is the way the Ritva learns. The Ritva learns that there's a difference. If the macha is a har or a bika, that it can't be meicha. Here we're talking about where they made a mistake. Where they made a mistake, that is where we have the shiloh, if you can meicha. It means from the Torah we learn out, that Apotropos says that it's completely binding, even though you're not so happy with it. But the shiloh of here, of Yochayim Limchais, was a case where there maybe was an episode mistake, and there the shiloh is the kudik in meicha, or the maestas, the bezin did it, it is binding. That could be an afkamina. We'll see as we go on tomorrow, we'll see if that makes sense. So Rav Nachman says what? Rav Nachman says, "In Megdilu Eichayim Limchais, them came Ma Koyach Bezdin Yafa." Freiti Gemara, Miyaster Rav Nachman, Miyaster Rav Nachman, them came Ma Koyach Bezdin Yafa. Heck, you say that Rav Nachman holds that you say Ma Koyach Bezdin Yafa. But now in the Mishnah, Shavad Yonim, Shapichas Ushtos, or Yestiru Ushtos, Mecheron Bottle. The loch is that the Mecher is a bottle. Rav Shimon Gamila, Mecheron Kayim. That means that if you bring a property to Bezdin, and they shots up, let's say a loiva and a malva, the handling over here, and they want to go collect from the loiva's properties, and loiva's right now right here, and the loch is he's not listening to Bezdin, so Bezdin goes down and collects it. So what do? They shots it up, they approximate how much it cost, they assess the property, and whatever they came up with, and it turned out that they made a mistake. It was either more or less, or shtus, either six more or six less. The loch is mekron bottle. It's bottle. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, and even though we by Ainah, the halacha is by Ainah, that the halacha of Ainah is that only Ainah, only by Ashtos, is Mechron Kayim, and you give back the money. Here, it's Mechron Bottle, because when you point best to do something, you expect them to do a perfect job and not to make mistakes. So Mechron Bottle, Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, Mechron Kayim, the Mechor is Kayim. That's the halacha, the Mechor is Kayim. Why? Because him came. Makach bezni yofa. What's the koyach bezden? Vomer avnu avachid of nachma. Loch kedir v'chomim. Pasuk d'chom holds. He don't say makach bezni yofa. Heck, he say rachman holds makach bezni yofa. By the case of apotropis, here he says you don't say that. And for the gemara like kasha, hod tou, hod loy tou. If it's a mistake, so then we pass gun that there's no koyach bezden. Either so, Mar asks, "Loi tol ma yachem luchos? What's yachem luchos? Mar yachem luchos baruchos." They could argue with ruchos that nafalei chelik b'darim, or noyachli chelik b'tzafan, or this side or that side. That's where they could argue. That's where they could argue. If yachem luchos, yachem means baruchos, which side they got in? They got on this side or that side. So it sounds like Lemaisa was saying that it comes to Rav Nachman holds the makarich bezin yafa by Yisaimin will say you cannot be meicha baruchos. You cannot be meicha beruchas, and according to the but a case of a mistake, you could be meicha. Because a case of mistake, that there you could be meicha, and it will be bottle whatever the bezdin did. So back to our there's a kasuv case. We had a kasha before the apotropis, so he's saying the apotropis will work, will not work by a mistake, but it will work if a case of the apotropis they shouldn't be able to be meicha. Lefi Rav Nachman, at least, they says Egdilu and Yechayin Limchayis Pshat is because it's not a mistake. Therefore, you cannot be Meicha. I'm not sure Pshat the other man. The other one could be Meicha. I'm not sure what that means. You can Meicha Ruchayis. So maybe the Ruchayis were a mistake. I'm not sure exactly how to answer this question. That's bothering me. The Lachayra, if it's Xeris Akosov that Apachopas works, what is the Tzad to say that it could be Meicha? Unless you say it was a mistake in the Ruchayis, maybe that's the Machlekes. A mistake in value or a mistake in the Ruchayis, that's an afkamina. But if no mistake whatsoever, so then everyone would agree that it's 100% binding and you cannot say, this is not my chelik. It works, the Apotropos works 100% binding if there's no mistake either in Ruchayis or in the value. That's the only way I could figure out Pshat. That's how I would say Pshat is, and made it was like that. That's the chelik. The chelik is, if it was a mistake and not a mistake, even in Ruchayis.